Oh, that was just beautiful, and I tell you, you haven't experienced a song to its utmost until Nick is singing and you're sitting next to Ardell. It was just beautiful. Bring it on. Everything new. Welcome, welcome 2023. And just want to take a moment to welcome all of you also. So, you know, there's a story going around. There was a thief who was hanging around a diamond mill, if you will, and a merchant bought the most beautiful diamond there was. And the thief saw that and he thought, hey, I'm going to follow him on that train. Before I leave that train, I'm going to get that diamond. Well, for 3 days they traveled, and the thief could not get a hold of that diamond. He was so frustrated that at the end of the journey, he went right up to the merchant and he said, look, I saw you buy that diamond. For 3 days I tried to get it. Where in the world did you hide it? I couldn't find it. And the merchant said, well, I hid it in the one place that I thought you would never look. And the merchant and the thief said, where was that? And without missing a beat, the merchant said, in your pocket. Well, my dear friends, the treasure that you seek is closer than you think. Just look into the pocket of your heart. Do that inner journey at the core of your being. And in that awareness, you will discover the treasure you seek is right there. And this ties in so closely with our second unity principle, that within us, within each of us, is a spark of divinity. It's just up to us to find it and let it express. So I ask you this question as we're beginning the new year. What treasures are you seeking? What treasures are you seeking? A new year for most of us starts, of course, with what? New Year's resolutions. But a new year also gives us the opportunity to reflect on our lives and see what it is that we want to do next, to change things that aren't working for us, and to incorporate new practices into our lives. At the beginning of a new year, it's time for us to reaffirm who we are. We have the opportunity to be open and wholehearted in our lives. The Sufi mystic Rumi said the following, "Blessed is anyone who knows who she or he really is and builds a place to live there." And this is what we are being called to do today, to dive into our divine identity and excavate a divine word or a divine idea so that we can live more truly into who we are. So today we are doing a beloved ritual in Unity. It's called the White Stone Ceremony, and we are going to be turning our attention to having a change of heart. So already open your hearts and minds to that. Today I am willing to have a change of heart, to create a space to listen and to open our ears to what is being said to us and what we are receiving. The White Stone Ceremony comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 17, and I'd like to share that with you. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what Spirit is saying to the churches, that's how it's worded, to everyone who conquers, who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone. And on that white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. So for me, there are two words that stand out, anyone and everyone. Anyone and everyone has the power to change their lives, to receive a new name. We are all connected to God. We are all connected to Spirit. We are all connected to that higher power within us. And every person has the opportunity to change at depth, both in their heart and in their mind. So important to link the two. But we do have to do some things in order to make that happen. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we didn't? Oh, it just drops, you know, and we just let it. But we do have work that we have to do, and it says it right in the scripture. If we have an ear to listen, and then it says, we must overcome. So there is a spirit that is residing in each of us. And we've all experienced at some time or another the inner voice of spirit and the inner voice of wisdom. But the question becomes, do we listen? So I have a question for you. Anybody ever make a decision that wasn't the right one? Yeah, let me raise my hand, okay, because definitely that has been true for me. And I ask you, have you ever made a decision without connecting with your soul, with that place within you that knows the thing to do? We are called to listen, and you know we are called to listen more than we are to talk. So there's a saying, you know, it's a common one. I just love it. We are given two ears and one mouth. Why is that? Because we should listen twice as much as we talk. I am definitely working on that. Listening to spirit is an essential part to changing our lives. And so scripture goes on to say, to everyone who conquers, who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. To everyone who conquers, conquers what? That's the question. Conquers limiting thoughts and beliefs. That is really what we are called to overcome and conquer in our own lives, in our own belief system, the limited thoughts and beliefs that hold us back. We must be willing to move through the challenges in our lives, and we all have challenges. And we must be willing to move forward through our faith challenges, which begs the second question, have you ever had a faith challenge? Here goes my hand again, because we have all lived through circumstances in our lives that really required us to tap in to our faith. And a faith challenge gives us the opportunity to learn more, to deepen our awareness, to deepen our connection with spirit, and then to deepen our connection with life. And when we do these two things, when we are willing to listen and when we are willing to overcome, the scripture tells us we will be blessed with three things. We will receive manna, our daily bread. And what does that mean exactly? That means that we will receive spiritual substance and nourishment. That is what the hidden manna is, spiritual substance and nourishment. We will receive all that we need to move forward, to live the lives that we've imagined, and to be in a place where we are ready to receive, because everything we need through faith will be provided for us. But we must listen, and we must have a spirit that is willing to overcome and move forward to discover more. To discover more. And not only will we get our daily manna or our daily blessings, we will receive a white stone. So the source of the white stone is from the time of Jesus, when a prisoner was released from prison. They were given a white stone to symbolize their freedom and to prove that they had been released and they had paid their debt. And as long as they had the white stone, they were assured of their freedom. That person was free from bondage and free from any restriction. When we listen and when we overcome, we are not only given all of the resources we need, our manna, we are given an even greater gift, which is spiritual freedom. Our freedom to know that we are made to love, to be peace, to be one. So I just want to invite you for a moment to listen to me say that affirmation again, and I am going to invite you to say it to yourself. I am made to love, to be peace, to be one. So let's say that together. I am made to be love, to be peace, to be one. Oh, your hearts and minds are opening. Oh, keep that going. And the writer of the scripture goes on to say that we will receive a new name, which will be written on the white stone. Many years ago, I have to share this, my mom had delivered her third child. And she was in the hospital, and she was waiting for that first visit. You know, so she had her arms out. She's like, oh, just so much joy and excitement. And when the nurse walked in the room, she said, here's your little bunny. And my mom said, little bunny? Well, I was expecting a daughter, but okay. Well, anyway, just to say I was born on Easter, and that nickname that the nurse gave stuck, all right? To this day, family, friends, and members of my family still call me Bunny. I didn't even know that my real name was Ann until I went to school. And my mom said to me, you're going to be going to school now, and when the teacher calls attendance, they're going to be calling you Ann, and the friends that you make in school will be calling you Ann. And I'm like, well, why would they do that? My name is Bunny. And she said, well, they will be calling you Anne. She goes, and you know, that's my name also, Anne. She goes, do you know what Anne means? And of course I didn't. And she said, it means gracious and kind. And I was like, woohoo, okay, they can call me Anne. This is gonna work for me. So onward we went, and to this day I still go by two names. You can call me Anne, just so you know. Right. So you know, I was doing a little bit more homework, and I thought, wow, Sam and Hazel are our prayer chaplains today, and I wonder what their names mean, what their spiritual name means. So Sam means seeing God. Let me change that, because Sam actually means hearing God. Hearing God. Hearing spirit and lovingly listening. And then Hazel means seeing God. Seeing spirit within and all around. Now, really, how lucky did I get? You know, you can't make this stuff up. I was like, holy mackerel, what a blessing. And here's the thing I do want to say. What would be a true blessing, I believe, for each of you is if you allowed yourself to go into the prayer chapel and spend a moment of affirmative prayer with both Hazel and Sam after the service is over. What a gift you will receive for yourself. And so I have one more name I want to share, talking about a dear soul and talking about two precious folks. Let's show that picture if we may. So what you're seeing here is Maxim. Now they are calling Max. Robert Andre. This is Reverend Paula's grandson who was born yesterday, January 7th. Yeah. So I just want to say congratulations to Reverend Paula, and also congratulations. You're seeing Rich and Emily in the picture there. They just look radiant. I'm affirming they were filled with joy and excitement when the nurse came in and brought the baby. So Max, are you ready for this, means the greatest. So I would just like to send a prayer of gratitude and just love to little Max, knowing that he will do great things as his life unfolds, and we are affirming that great things will happen for Max, and so it is. So I would like to continue, because you know what I've been talking about right now are real names, right? You know, real names and their meaning. And you can look in the Bible and see, wow, thousands of names, and each one of them really does have a meaning. But what I want to focus on right now is the names in the Bible, a few of them, that actually were name changes. And one of my favorite is Jacob. And I want you to keep in mind, when there is a name change, someone's name changes, it means there's a change in consciousness. So one of my favorites is the story of Jacob. Now, Jacob wrestled with an angel all night long, and he said, I will not release you until you give me a blessing. So at the end of the night, and it took that long, he got the blessing. And when that occurred, his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. And Israel means to strive with God, to prevail with God. So a little bit of wrestling can be a good thing. Unity minister Ed Rabel, who made his transition many years ago, said the following about this story. Obviously, don't you love it when a story starts out, obviously? Obviously, the man Jacob wrestles with is himself. The person he now is wrestles with the person he can now become, as is true of all of us. When was the last time you wrestled with yourself, with a thought, with an idea, with a situation? And the second one, probably one of the most well-known in the Bible, is Saul of Tarsus, who persecuted the followers of Jesus until he was struck down on the road to Damascus with a vision of Jesus who spoke to him and said, "Why are you persecuting me?" He was blinded for 3 days. Well, those 3 days gave him a lot of time to do some inner work and inner searching. And when his vision returned, he named himself Paul. And Paul means to lessen the personal will, what we might call the ego, so that the more spiritual self can be revealed. And I love that translation of that. So keep in mind, again, when there's a name change, it means a shift in consciousness. So in this white stone ceremony today, what we are doing is allowing this process to give us a new name, a new thought, a new idea, a new way of being, a new theme for the coming year. We can dramatically change and alter and reshape our lives by what we call ourselves. That is a loaded statement right there, okay? But we can change and alter our lives by what we call ourselves. And so I just invite you to think about this name change, because in the Bible, when the name changed, they showed up with a new life, because something was calling them deeper to express more and more of who they truly were. And I believe that today's Spirit is calling us up higher to rise up out of whatever may be holding us back. And I'm seeing us letting that go today. And that is what you did last week if you were here for the burning bowl ceremony. You released what no longer served you. So I have 3 questions I want to ask you. And as I ask them, just think how they fit into your frame of mind right now. And is there a willingness within you to say yes? Are you willing to listen to your inner guidance? That will give you some information, as I said, a theme, a nature, a name, an idea that you will carry forward, that will carry forward your evolution of consciousness. Are you willing to allow yourself to experience new possibilities and deepening of who you truly are? And are you willing in this year to know the deepest desires of your heart? And are you willing to know that they can manifest? The scripture says this new name is only known to the person who receives it. This is between you and God, between your inner spirit, between you and your higher power. No one else can create your connection to spirit. It is truly up to you to do this. And you will receive this knowledge as you are open and receptive to receiving. I have another affirmation I'd love to share with you, and I hope you will take it into your heart and repeat it after me. My heart is open to divine guidance. Together, my heart is open to divine guidance. And this is the meaning of the white stone ceremony. The white stone again represents freedom, setting us personally, spiritually, and emotionally free. The white stones that were given to you when you came in, they are from the Holy Land. And it's just a beautiful thing to think about. It is upon these stones that you will write the name that Spirit gives to you today. The white stone and what your name is that you put on it, those are our diamonds for the year 2023. So I'm going to ask you to join me in blessing these stones before we go into meditation. So if you would, just put them in your hand. You're warming them up with all your wonderful energy. And if it feels comfortable to close your eyes, do so. Or maybe a soft gaze somewhere is more to your liking. So we bless these stones symbolically representing our willingness to open our consciousness and to align with divine spirit. We are willing and able to release what does not serve us, and we are willing to transform our minds to rise in consciousness and to transform our lives into joyous expressions of spirit. So as we move into our meditation, I invite you to again get comfortable and just allow your breath to be your normal breathing pattern, whatever that is. And know that this is the time for us as a community to take a peaceful pause. And it is in this time that you can now close the gap between what you know to be the truth and what you expect to manifest in your life. Expect your desires to manifest. You are so worth it. God is standing by, Spirit is standing by to give you all that you are open to receive. The old has passed away. It has served its purpose. And without judgment, you recognize that every event, circumstance, relationship, opportunity, possibility, every challenge, every encounter, everything in your life has brought you to this moment, to this place in time. Everything has had an influence, and you are now at a turning point of being set free from anything that might bind you. You are free to enter into the best year of your life. So listen for a moment. Listen to what your divine identity is telling you to write on the white stone. What are you hearing? Or feeling, or knowing? What are your intentions? What if Spirit was writing on your stone? What if Spirit was writing a word for you? What would that be? Spirit within, guiding you. Ask, what would be the most helpful name? Or what would be the most helpful word to take into the new year? If the word doesn't make sense to you, that's okay. Stay with it. Everything will be revealed in the right and perfect time. And so now let's go into the silence for a moment as your heart and mind continue to expand. So slowly, very slowly, I invite you to bring your attention back to the present moment and to this room. And when you are ready, write on your white stone your new name or your new intention for the year. Let's take a moment or two to do that. And so as you hold your white stone from the Holy Land, know that it is a very personal word or important name that you have written on your stone and in the center of your heart. So I'll ask you one more time to affirm with me an affirmation. I am transformed at depth. Together. I am transformed at depth. I invite you to put your white stone somewhere where you can see it every day so that you can look at that and you can know that you are on the road to a higher intention and a higher consciousness, and may it remind you always of who you truly are. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen.
Show through me as I open.